He should send out experimental feelers in his mental emotional world until he recognizes an element that seems different from all the others, subtler, grander, nobler, and more divine than all the others. Then, catching firm hold of it, he should try to trace its course back to its source, the point where the personal ego establishes contact with the overself, is reached and passed only through a momentary lapse of consciousness. But this lapse is so brief, a mere fraction of a second, that it may be unnoticed. A presence enters his consciousness and comes over him, a benign feeling to which he is glad to surrender himself, a mysterious solvent of his egotism and desires.